Blackstone Audio presents Noah's Wife by Lindsay Stark. This book is read by Kirsten Potter. For my parents, who keep me afloat. I thought then I should save one small, warm, true thing from the flood. Zbigniew Herbert, Elegy for the Departure of Pen, Ink, and Lamp. Prologue. In the beginning it was not raining, but it is raining now, and steadily. It has been raining for so long that even though it has not always been raining, the townspeople begin to feel as though this is the case, as though the weather has always been this way, the sky this gray, the puddles this profound. They feel sometimes as though the sun has never risen over their town at all, not ever, that this very existence is nothing but a rumor, a product of the same sort of fallacy and telescopic inaccuracy that had everyone thinking for so long that the world was flat or that the constellations were arranged in patterns. There are no patterns, they say to one another now, and darkly. There are no stars. There is only the rain and the clouds. They divide their lives into two sections, the time that came before the rain and the time that will follow it. But after a while, the rain soaks so thoroughly through their consciousness that they begin to feel as if there is no time but the present. Today is the only day, says Mauro to his neighbors when they enter his general store. You mean there is no day but today, they say. They propel their arms in circles to rid their sleeves of rainwater.